welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts for Farm Bureau. Preparations are underway for the Kentucky State Fair that will take place August 16th through the 26th at the Kentucky Expo Center in Louisville. Kentucky Venues Vice President of Communications Amanda Storman says there will be free concerts each night of the fair this year.
We have a brand new entertainment venue called Bluegrass Village. That is going to be the site of two different music stages. One will be the Texas Roadhouse Concert Series, all free concerts. So we're very excited about that, free concerts every night of the fair, and a brand new entertainment venue. Plus, we'll have food trucks there and craft beverages. So it's going to be just a completely different look and feel for the concert area that will be adjacent to Kentucky Kingdom.
Storman adds another feature will be Agland, which will be located in South Wing A, but will contain some popular attractions.
4-H Cloverville will be in there, the Kentucky Agriculture and Environment in the Classroom, the Pork Producers, Kentucky Sheep and Goats, American Saddlebred Museum, Southland Dairy Farmers, just a whole lot of different groups that are helping put on this area.
She notes the Discovery Farm will fit right in with Agland this year.
Discovery Farm with the animals will be in there. There'll be a farm machinery display there, and then a lot of information about farm safety. So agribusiness is so important to the history and heritage of Kentucky, so important to our economy, and so very important to the Kentucky State Fair.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Storman says the opening ceremony will also take place immediately following the commodity breakfast this year.
We've moved the opening day ceremony to 9:30 a.m. rather than at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, as it has always been. So at 9:30, August 16th, is the official ribbon cutting of the Kentucky State Fair, the front porch of Freedom Hall, along with Freddie Farm Bureau. Everybody will be there, and it'll be a great morning to kick off the 11 days of the fair.
She notes fair information can be found on the website.
kystatefair.org. This will be the second year for the State Fair app. So you can download it. It's a free app. Download it from the App Store or Google for Android. Purchase your tickets online and make sure that you get that deep discount. And then, of course, Kroger locations will also be offering discount tickets, but that begins July 6th.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.